Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And tis the season for giving, and to celebrate the start of the most joyous time of the year, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players the opportunity to cash in on a no-brainer this Thanksgiving. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes for you to double your money is one touchdown. Yep, you heard it right. All you got to do is opt into the promotion, place your bet, you sit back, watch the ball enter the end zone, easy as pie. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. That's right. All it takes is one touchdown. You double your money when using promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Greg Pickle. And Greg, I'll tell you what, every once in a while, DraftKings does these absolutely no-brainer offers. You got to be crazy if you miss this one, right?
Yes, there's no doubt about that, Jim. Got to be crazy to think that Penn State can get out of this big hole that it's dug itself and have to be crazy to miss that DraftKings special.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We've got to talk about this. We were talking off the air. My question for you was, how do you explain this? And what was your answer?
I just think that right now they are a bad football team, Jim. And the problem is I don't know what the solution is to fix all of their problems. Now they're down Pat Freiermuth. He, of course, is going to miss the rest of the season. So let's go back to January, Jim, and the Cotton Bowl. And when we looked at the 2020 Penn State football season, we assumed it would have Micah Parsons and Journey Brown and Noah Kane and Pat Freiermuth. And now we obviously are at a point where none of those guys are on the field. Penn State's 0-5. Just before we started recording on this Tuesday morning, Rivals reported that Trent Gordon entered the safety portal. He hasn't played in a few weeks, so I'm not sure if they're missing a ton there. But, I mean, I don't think he's the last guy that's going to go into the portal. And I'm not saying that Penn State being 0-5 is the only reason he did that. There could and probably are other things at play. So, you know, ultimately, the same mistakes seem to happen week after week. They don't have a quarterback that they can rely on at this point. And, you know, they get beat at scrimmage in both the offensive trenches and the defensive one. So you're not going to win too many games when you have all of those problems, Jim, and all these guys missing. And so Penn State now being 0-5, I don't think should come as any great surprise to anyone if you really look back on it. I mean, obviously it was surprising as it unfolded here. But now when you kind of sit back and reflect on them being 0-5, you know, you could see some of the writing on the wall here, especially if some of the questions that we had before the season weren't answered in the way that we anticipated. So I get, just like everybody else, I can't wait to watch Penn State Michigan this weekend. I'm sure that that's going to be a barn burner of sorts. Rutgers took Michigan to 3 overtimes last weekend. If you look at the stat sheet, they were right there with Michigan in a whole bunch of different ways, Jim. So I don't know what to expect this weekend. You know, if Michigan goes with the backup quarterback, whose name escapes me at the moment, but if Jim Harbaugh makes that pick, I mean, it's going to be a challenge to see Penn State going on the road and winning this week, Jim, because they had trouble at Michigan. I know there's no fans, but they had trouble at Michigan when they were really good. And this team is not very good right now.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Michigan game later in the show. But let's first look at the Iowa game a bit. And new quarterback Will Levis for this game, but it was the same old story.
Right. And it was. And that is, I mean, that's kind of the problem here, Jim, right? It's that Penn State's same old story is turnovers. And they turn the ball over too much and they don't create enough of them. And they put the defense in some bad spots. And the defense, let's be honest, is not equipped to really work in favorable conditions, it seems right now, let alone when you put it in bad positions. So, you know, again, they go to Will Levis, then Sean Clifford comes in, you know, and everyone gets a kind of a chuckle out of the fact that he was, what, 2 for 2 for 96 yards and 2 touchdowns there, Jim. And, you know, I was talking to Dave Jones from Penn Live, the Patriot News, on Monday about the game. And, you know, I thought he made a good point. It almost felt like at first Sean had this kind of reckless abandonness to him, Jim, like, I'll show you guys I can do it. But then as soon as the game got to a point where it was really time to show that, he went back to kind of the same problems that he had, you know, that led to the quarterback change in the first place. So that was somewhat disappointing. But, you know, Taquan Roberson, from my understanding, it was not at the game, but from my understanding, he was not dressed on the sideline, so you can't go to him. So what do they do at this point, Jim? I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what the answer is. I know we're going to start hearing very soon, you know, a whole bunch of transfer talk and getting into the portal to get guys, and that's fine and well. But just keep in mind that there's a reason guys go into portal in the first place, and that's because they're not performing well. So a lot of stuff for Penn State to figure out. There's no doubt about that, Jim. But it's not going to happen anytime soon, I don't think.
I want to ask you, and I mentioned this in the show earlier this week with Dustin, in seeing Sean Clifford in those two touchdown plays, one of the things that I noticed was there was a pump fake on both of those touchdown plays. And they didn't look like it was Sean Clifford looking to his second receiver. It looked as if this was planned. This was part of the play. Pump fake it here, then throw there. And both times you had wide open receivers with that. Am I seeing something? Am I imagining this? Or was there something to it? And how come that's not done more often?
Well, I think that's probably the thing that fan, and I still am willing to give Kirk Soraka a chance, Jim. I don't know where you're at with it at this point. I mean, I know obviously we had a lot of expectations for him, and they haven't completely worked out the way everyone wanted them to. But I think he's also been dealing with a lot of problems that I don't know if any coach could work their way around them. So, and that part of it, and it starts with the fact that he inherited two quarterbacks, neither one of which is really playing at the level a Big Ten starting quarterback should be. So, that's the first problem. But I guess there is one thing that I think is a fair criticism, and that is the fact that, you know, when Kirk Soraka seemingly or his players find something that works, they never go back to it. And there was a lot of complaining, I think, about Ricky Ronnie with that same idea that, you know, they seem to go back to the bad stuff over and over and over again. And the couple of things that work, you see it work, you think, huh, maybe they figured something out. And then, Jim, we never see that play again. So I'd like to say that maybe is something they figured out, and maybe that's a way to get them jump-started moving forward. But I'm just not sure how you can trust that that's going to happen at this point in time.
You mentioned in this game the same old story with the turnovers from the quarterback. But there was another issue that seems to crop up every game, and that was the struggles in short yardage situations.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. I mean, and again, when you look back over, I actually have all five of Penn State's box scores open right now, and I'm trying to flip between the ones from a couple of weeks ago and last week's against Iowa. But Jim, here's the thing. They all look a little bit the same. I mean, Penn State, 7 of 15 on third down. I cannot find my notes here to see what was the average down and distance they had to go on third down. But I mean, again, it's the same thing week after week. I mean, you know, you look at the box score and it's a lot of the same problems. It's getting in a hole. It's, you know, obviously Iowa rips off 21 points in the second quarter and Penn State was never able to recover. So they put themselves in a hole, and part of that has to do with poor play at scrimmage, and part of that has to do with poor play at quarterback, and they're just not fundamentally sound in any aspect of the game right now. And short yardage has been, you know, an issue for them for a couple of years now too. So, you know, you thought Kirk Soraka might be able to come in and change that. He doesn't. I know at some point we'll probably talk about the fourth down decision making that I know Penn State was 1 of 3 on. And I just, you know, again, they have what, Jim, if I'm not mistaken, one trip into the red zone in this contest. I mean, Iowa's a team that, I mean, it's not an awful team. Like Penn State falls into that category, but I mean, they're not exactly world beaters in my opinion. And Penn State was just not really ever able to get anything going, you know, at really any point of this game. Even when they go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, you mentioned that second quarter, how they were outscored by Iowa, and there were, I believe, three possessions, either three in a row or three out of four in the second quarter, where Penn State had a third and one and or fourth and one and did not convert.
Right.
And, you know, and going back and watching the game a second time, specifically looking at that situation, there was the point where I was stacking the line of scrimmage and you run right into the middle of it and lose a yard. And when they decided to go outside, they mess up the pitch out play. It gets fumbled. It was a bad pitch by Will Levis. And then when they say, hey, they're stacking the line, let's throw the ball, they throw a low percentage pass. So they found different ways to screw up the short yardage situation.
Yeah, and they find it, you know, James Franklin, the one quote I think that still sums up this whole year, Jim, is from a couple of weeks ago when he said, you know, previously, and he means previous seasons at Penn State, his Penn State teams have found a way to win and found a way to do it any way necessary in a lot of cases. This team just finds ways to lose, and now they've actually become pretty good at a handful of them. But, you know, that's the biggest change with this team, in my opinion, is that, you know, again, we knew James Franklin's teams, there was always a way for them to come back. I mean, this wasn't always going to happen in the way Penn State fans wanted it to. It wasn't always going to work out the way the team wanted it to, but they could usually find their way back into games, and they could do it in a variety of different ways. Now, it just feels like they have very few ways to win, Jim, and they have a whole lot of ways where they can lose. You know, 62 net rushing yards is, again, just not a situation you're going to find yourself on the winning end of the scoreboard too many times when you have that. I know they finished with, what, like 4.7 yards per play. I mean, there's some stats in here where you look at it and say, okay, maybe it wasn't bad as it looked, but then you remember that a lot of that has to do with the fact that they were down and passing a lot and everything else. So, yeah, they find a lot of ways to lose, Jim. They don't really do many of the things we thought they would particularly well, and it's just I don't know how else to say it. I mean, we sit here and discuss the same things every week, Jim, and they never seem to get any better. So until a point where that isn't the case for Penn State, it's just hard to see how they're going to pick up a victory going on the road to Michigan or going to Rutgers or home against Michigan State. I mean, I don't think any of us thought it would be possible for Penn State to go winless, but now as we sit here in late November, it certainly is now.
It does certainly seem like a possibility, and we didn't even get into the problems on the defensive side of the ball. But next quarter, what we're going to talk about, Greg, is we've talked about James Franklin quite a bit. What I want to do is talk to you about the two coordinators, Brent Pry, Kirk Ciarrocca, and focus on their responsibility for what's going on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes is one touchdown. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN during sign-up. That's code KSN for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.